Welcome, welcome to Civility 360, folks, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I am your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my good friend, my friend and host, the global world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How you doing today, my friend?
Man, Professor V, I'm doing great, and I'm excited for our show, man. These are really making an impact, and I thank you for your heart, your kind heart, to be able to help put these together so we can help the world.
Oh, man, definitely my pleasure. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that I think is near and dear to our hearts, and that's discussing being a digital disruptor. Being a digital disruptor. Now, many people may be like, what in the world is a digital disruptor? Let's back up just a tad bit. The world as we know it has definitely changed. And we know now, like never before, that we need the digital age. We cannot anymore push aside the digital age. And it doesn't matter what arena or industry you find yourself in. You can be in the church arena. Well, listen, 15 weeks ago, a lot of churches didn't want to be streaming or doing anything digital. But guess what? They are now, right? You could be talking about the relational section and sector. Well, guess what? I guess you can't go out and just have a regular date anymore, right? So you're streaming or you're on some type of app now as you're trying to connect. The third thing that we'll talk about today is the financial arena. The financial arena has been hit big when it comes to digital. We had mobile banking and things of that nature before. Of course we did. But here's what we know. You can't just walk into a bank and do business dealings as you were able to 15 weeks ago. So now you're having to make appointments. Well, that's a whole nother thing that we will discuss. Digital disruption in the business arena. Companies like Amazon and Staples and Walmart and Fry's and all these different grocers have now moved to a digital system to help you in this pandemic or this season of life that we're in. So when you say, oh, digital disruptor, that doesn't apply to me. Oh, it does. What about the entrepreneur? What about the small business now? We are all experiencing digital disruptions. Now, the question is, are you using it for the good or are you finding yourself backing away from it and saying that you don't want to touch it? That's what we're going to be discussing today, my friend. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Yeah, and you know what, Professor V, when God has allowed the whole paradigm to change, from COVID has changed everything. It's created a new operating system. And see, many times, man thinks they're smarter than God. I promise you, this cultural shift was not in the minds of anybody January 1 of 2020. So see, people are hit and they're forced to actually change. But watch this here. This is the time of opportunity. Professor, opportunities come in times of crisis. Some are saying, well, look how bad it is. Others are saying, wow, new ways, data, brand new systems, whole new institutions. So that's the power of a digital disruption. It's changing the whole paradigm. I don't have to travel. I've been getting more things done, and now I don't have to go and fly 18 hours to get to Africa. Now I have a StreamYard or a BeLive or a Zoom app come, I hit it, I go, I speak to the world. So this is going to modify the whole world. So all the people looking to get back to the new normal, Professor V, I don't think they have a clue.
They have no clue. Your new normal is what you're actually operating in right now. And the key here is innovation. The key here is ingenuity. The key here is to step up and set a new standard, folks. Listen to what you just said, Sir Clyde Rivers. Man, weeks ago, we would have to literally meet up in another country to do an event. We have done five major summits, if not more, in just that little bit of time. Yeah. People have been talking about being quarantined. Again, we've always told people you can quarantine someone physically, but you can't quarantine them mentally. And look at what we're able to do. We talked about on our last show, the State of Civility Summit Caribbean, the State of Civility Summit UK yeah. and England, the State of Civility Summit India coming up. And we're right in our home studios, but we are literally preparing to reach across the globe. That's what digital disruptions do. In this time, let's talk from an entrepreneurial standpoint or an author standpoint, right? In this time, we created over like 16 different book projects.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yep. But many people are still sitting, well, I don't know when things are going to get back to normal. There is no more normal, folks. Yeah. You've got to operate right here, right now. You've yeah. got to be the change that you want to see.
Yeah.
So if you're an author in this season, you should continue to be writing. You should yeah. be creating new projects and systems.
Yes.
If you're a speaker, you should be honing in right now, utilizing these digital platforms that we have, as you mentioned, StreamYard, as you mentioned, BeLive and Zoom and all of these Google Hangouts and this, that, and the other. Right now is the time for you to become a digital disruptor. Why? Because there's information that's happening. It's hovering all over you, and it doesn't come through by osmosis. You've got to do something with the yeah. information. You've got to put it in an avenue to where you can slingshot it all across the globe. We're talking about digital disruptor. Are you a digital disruptor? Do you want to learn how to be a digital disruptor? All you have to do is reach out to us. We can teach you if you don't understand the concept. We have trainings for this stuff. Why? Because this is the new wave of the world. Sir Clyde Rivers.
Wow. And sometimes God has to excommunicate you from the old season.
Come on now.
And what happens is he's excommunicated us from the old normal.
Oh, yeah.
And he's put it in a new grid. And you know what? Man, production is just think about the cost of doing business now. When a big company had 15 stories of buildings, now all their employees are working from home. All their employees are no longer at the office occupying space using electric, the ability to get into mischief with other people. Done.
Wow.
So look at the cost. The cost of business has been shrunk. Mommy, who shrunk the kids? mommy, who shrunk the business?
Come on
because
now.
Business is actually now the size of your cell phone.
You know, I often tell people, Sir Clyde Rivers, it took more technology in this phone than it took to put a man on the moon. And what's interesting to me is, what are we doing in our lives now? If we were able to go from the big block phone that used to be that brick to this, right? To where you have a camera, you have your own digital studio right here, right?
Yes.
You have your own microphone. You have your own voice.
Yes.
Recording. You have your own banking system.
Yes.
You have your own everything
yes.
right here. If you knew how powerful this little tool
yes.
was, you would yes. say to yourself, I am a digital disruptor. And now it's time for us to recognize that it's time for opportunities. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of confusion, that's where we birth ingenuity and innovation. Become a digital disruptor in your field. Now, let's talk about it. So we talked about, as an entrepreneur, no matter what, I'm talking author, speaker, whatever it is that you do, right now, you can become a digital disruptor. You can put a small video together, a training that will become what I call a new system that will help people in whatever industry or area you find yourself in. And then you can turn around and take that very same thing and shoot it across the globe.
Yes.
Someone in Kenya right now is watching our show. Someone in Zimbabwe is watching our show. Someone in London right now is watching our show. Someone in Malawi right now is watching our show. Someone in Anguilla, St. Martin, St. Bart, someone in Dominica, someone across the globe, folks, is watching the show because we are digital disruptors.
Wow.
Now, when you're going to become or be a digital disruptor, have something to say. Have something that you believe that other people can use. We're not looking for stuff that you can Google. We're looking for the one. We're looking for the influence that God has placed on the inside of you. We're looking for you to hone your craft. We're looking for your expertise and your experience that is going to transform solutions that will change people's problems. That's what a digital disruptor is. Now, as we talk about being a digital disruptor, do you know now you can send money around the globe with one click? There are several different systems financially that allows you to send money around the globe. Don't tell me that you can't be a digital disruptor. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
You know, I'm thinking about this. See the word of God talks about there are times and seasons in Ecclesiastes. You know, what happens is man thinks they're so smart and man thinks that they're going to corner the whole institution. So they build these institutions with actually systems that will tie you up. Then God has to interrupt that system. Think about this phone. Think about that smartphone that you had up. With this phone, you can do your own communication around the world.
Yes.
You can speak to your groups. You can do your own marketing. You can do your own shows. You can do your own product. You can do it. So now what has happened is every institution that used to manipulate can't anymore. It's now been bought down to a cell phone. It's bought down. So the actual media that would charge you a lot of money for like airspace, done. Publishing, even the books you can self-publish, done. The institution's done. So all these things that were once used to manipulate and control are now broken by digital disruptions. It's disrupting every system. Every system, everyone has the power. Man, I can do business with someone at the put it this way. I have banners made, some of the banners I have made in another country. I just push, pick, send, boom. 10 minutes, it comes back. It's a new day. And these disruptions are I tell people, stop looking back. Stop looking back because this ain't going back.
Come on now. Moving forward, right? You remember back in the day, the little engine that could, I think I can. I know I can. I'm on the way. And that's what we're trying to help you to understand. You are a voice to be reckoned with. But you have to know that there's only one of you. So be the number one voice. Stop looking at trying to be a cookie cutter mode of other people or their systems and create, innovate, ingenuity.
Yes.
That's what it will take for you to watch this. No longer have hate or debate with other people because you're great, right? That's what it's all about, my friends. And we want you to become a digital disruptor. let's talk about digital disruption within relationships. Right now, you can communicate with family members across the globe because of a digital device. Mm. You can literally have a party, a watch party on your phone. Wow. And have all your family members watching with you. So we no longer have a divide when it comes to time and space. Although there are time zones, although we live geographically somewhere else, but I can FaceTime you right now. Yeah. I can WhatsApp you right now. I can check any one of these different platforms and say, hey, how are you doing? So even in the digital disruption, don't lose the personal touch.
Yeah.
Man, I hope that you all are picking up what we're putting down right now. Don't lose the personal touch as you're operating in a digital disruption.
Yeah.
You can actually put a video together and have that shoot all throughout to all of your friends. You can set up a reminder to remind you when a person's birthday is or an anniversary is. You can put the personal touch and spin while being a digital disruptor. Wow. You want to learn how to manage your time. You want to learn how to produce and be productive. Well, there are tips, tools, and strategies with digital disruption can help you do this. Are you hearing what we're saying? Come on, folks. Don't get stuck. Elevate your mind. That's good. Elevate your thinking. Elevate your action. That's what digital disruptors do. Sir Clyde Rivers.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about something as you were talking. I wrote a note here. See, Doctor, one of the issues is people are allowing what caused this, the actual fear, is stopping them from being a disruptor. The fear of what caused us to go digital, never let that hold you back. Mm-mm. So it's because they keep waiting for the old normal to come. Well, this is new. So if you allow the spirit of fear that's helped create this change to come, if you allow it to interrupt you, it'll stop you from being innovative and creating the real you. This is the first time in the history of the world that people have the ability to produce, manufacture, create, market, sell it, their own self in the palm of their hand.
Man, come on, Doc. Woo! This is what I'm talking about. Look, you said it. There's nothing else really to say on that. Right now, you can produce so much from the palm of your hand. The question is, will you procrastinate? The question is, will you continue to hesitate? The question is, will you stay stagnant and complain when you watch other people in their fluidity? The question is, will you become a digital disruptor, or will you just continue to watch the game from the sideline? That's what you've got to ask yourself. Don't be mad with those who are in the game if you're not willing to do what it takes to be in the game. You have to prepare the same way that you would in battle. And if you don't, then you can't complain, and you just got to sit on the sideline and cheer with some pom-poms. That's it. Become a digital disruptor. Let's talk digital disruption within the church. Right now, there are so many organizations, faith-based organizations, that are reaching the masses. And they're doing it because they've decided to become a digital disruption. Long gone are the days of just Sunday. Sunday is no longer the focus. Those who are digital disruptors are giving you something every day of the week. Why? Because you live every day of the week. Therefore, you need guidance, you need structure, you need order, you need empowerment, you need love, you need spirituality, you need something every day of the week. The same way that you need something to eat, the same way that you need to breathe, inhale, exhale, you need a digital disruption in multiple areas of your life.
Yeah.
So, man, churches, pastors, spiritual advisors that are out there, you've got to get on board as a digital disruptor. Because the world needs the message that you have on the inside of you. Do not rob the world and those who are in need of what you have because you're afraid to become a digital disruptor. Sir Clyde Rivers.
Wow, wow. And when you get this brand new narrative, grow it. Do not look for instantaneous overnight success. We are stepping into a new paradigm with no data. There is no data on this. So people, grow the narrative, grow the disruption, grow it, explain it, build it, be able to narrate it, curate it. And you have to do all these things when, as you're bringing a new technology, a new idea, a new invention. So as you disrupt, don't expect magic, expect work. And as you grow the narrative, because anything new, let me give you an example. Anything new that you first see, you normally don't like it. But then the media plays it over and over and they lock your mind in. When your mind gets locked in, you end up buying what you don't like. And you begin to like it. So you have to understand disruptions. And hear this. Never spend too much time in actually consultation with the old when the new is knocking on the door.
Come on, man. Say that again.
Never spend too much time with the old when the news arrived. Because what it's going to do, it can only define its day. It can define its start. But it can't define your start. Your start is new. Your thought is a thought empowered by God or a new idea. Now, watch this, Professor. This is what I believe the Lord spoke to me. He said, the times and seasons have schools of thought. Like there was a school of thought for doing business in the last decade. There was a school of thought. Well, when that school of thought changes, there's a new school of thought.
Absolutely.
And that brand new school of thought is a digital disruptor. That's a new school of thought. So here it is. People have to fill in the blanks of the new school of thought. It's a new way of thinking business. It's a new school of thought.
Yes. Man, I love it. Man, that's a nugget drop right there, folks. Are you hearing what is actually being said? You've got to have a new school of thought. You have to have a new narrative. You've got to grow that narrative. You've got to become that digital disruptor. Let me share something with you guys. Long gone are the days where you even have to walk into a dealership to buy a vehicle. Did you know that you can buy a vehicle right from your phone right now? You can pick out the color. You can pick out everything. And then watch this. Sit in your living room and wait for it to be delivered to you. Come on, people. Picking up what we are putting down right now? Right now, you don't even have to go to the grocery store. Everything is online and you pick what you want and you watch this. You can even have it delivered to you in the comfort of your own home. And I'm not talking about Amazon. That's one way, right? I'm literally talking about a company called Instacart, where they employ other people to go and shop for you for the items that you want, right? And then bring them to your doorstep. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you hear the words that are coming out of our mouths today? I'm talking about being a digital disruptor. Can I share just a little bit more with you?
Come on.
When we were doing regular vacations, do you know that you can shop for the place that you want to go to and pick out the type of home that you want to stay in for a couple of days and see it all online? Folks, digital disruption. Airbnb doesn't own not one property, but they're making millions of dollars off of other people's property.
Wow.
We're talking about being a digital disruptor. Uber, Lyft, I don't care what you talk about. I can show you a digital disruption in every industry.
Yep.
Get on board and get off the sidelines, folks. That's what we're saying to you today. You can become a digital disruptor in your own industry. All you have to do is think about it and put a plan together and then execute that plan. Man, Sir Clyde Rivers, on to you.
And in most industries, that's just called growth. Growth. Yeah. Growth and development. That's what it's called. And what I'm hearing as you're speaking, the institutions are losing control. Think about how many people Uber employs. Mm-hmm. Think about this actual shopping cart thing. That's giving people jobs in a new economy.
Come on now.
So there's a new school of thought on growing economy. And watch this here. You have your own car. You're doing your own thing, and people. This is the kind of innovation that is actually changing the course of history. I'm talking to some of my friends out of Africa. They go, Dr. Rivers, online education that you bought a decade ago and they fought you in the media is here now.
Mm-hmm.
It's here now. So people, that digital disruption, you can't stop. Let me tell you this here. Please, everyone, watch. You can't stop change.
No, you can't.
You cannot stop change. Change will eventually change you.
There it is. You better believe it. You know, and as you talk about that, Sir Clyde Rivers, I want to hone in on that for just a moment. UGCSI is a digital disruptor. It's a digital disruptor in multiple facets. 10 years ago, there was an old school of thought. And there was a new school of thought that was actually seeded 10 years ago. And UGCSI has transformed. It was before its time. And now people are starting to catch up. Online education. People being able to go out and not be promoted for researching, but actually being lifted up for being a searcher for their life experience and teaching others through that experience, not something that they read in a textbook, but what they lived. This is now a motion of digital disruption that is happening in our world today that most people still don't understand. Just keep living, folks. Keep watching and watch UGCSI as it continues to rise because it's a digital disruptor. There are people from all around the globe now who have UGCSI graduations and diplomas because there was a digital disruption over a decade ago. So when we tell you that this is not a theory, we're walking this thing out.
Absolutely.
Civility in action. That's what you are seeing today. So become a digital disruptor in education, in finance, in relationship, in spirituality, in life. Whatever you want to think about, you have the opportunity to become a digital disruptor in. Sir Clyde Rivers.
Because your knowledge matters. Your knowledge matters. Let me tell you this as we close. You can go to school your whole life and get an education about somebody else. At the end of the day, the one that knows the most about you is the one that will dominate your life. People, never let people know more about you than you know about yourself. Search yourself. Your knowledge matters to God and to us. God bless you.
Wow. Well, folks, another opportunity for us to talk with you and bring civility from a 360 degree angle. We enjoy sharing with you topics that are relevant, topics that are literally life changing. If there is something that you heard today, we challenge you to go ahead and tweet it out. We challenge you to put it on the gram, Facebook it, do whatever you want to do. But remember, Civility 360 is here for you. If you're looking to get more information about Civility 360, visit our website at www.civility360.com or send us an email at civility360@gmail.com. We look forward to connecting and bringing civility right where you are. Blessings and peace to you all, and have a great day.